Blog Talk Radio.
Radio on Fire is a digital network covering breaking news, sports, and entertainment. Check out our daily programs, articles, and all types of exclusive urban content right now at radioonfire.com. Do you have a business, product, or event that you need to promote to men and women ages 23 to 44? If so, Radio on Fire can help you do it with one of our promo packages. Our broadcasts reach over 150,000 people per month. Sponsorship for one or all of our radio programs can include live mentions, social media posting, commercials, and more. Visit radioonfire.com/advertise to find out more about a promo package that fits your needs. Rates start as low as $50. If you want to reach men and women ages 23 to 44, log on now, radioonfire.com.
RadioOnFire.com, yours truly, Don McKay, in here on the heels of WWE Fastlane. This is the recap show after every WWE pay-per-view. You can catch us here, RadioOnFire.com, recapping the events that took place on the show. So as I sit here, having watched the event on the WWE Network, of course, February was a big month for the WWE Network, a lot of promotions going on. A lot of people had access to the WWE Network, which is turning 1 year old. Amazing how time flies. Fastlane, this is a new pay-per-view from the WWE. There's been a lot of different pay-per-views in its place, prior to the Fastlane franchise, so to speak. But this is a major milestone on the road to WrestleMania. The show did not disappoint. The main event saw Roman Reigns versus Daniel Bryan for the number one contender spot against the champion Brock Lesnar at WrestleMania. That was what was at stake. Other highlights of the night included John Cena versus Rusev, Sting challenging Triple H, Bray Wyatt challenging The Undertaker, and the return of Randy Orton. I'm going to run down the complete results and give some thoughts on those things. Now, this first annual Fastlane pay-per-view came from the FedEx Forum in Memphis, Tennessee. Of course, that is Jerry the King Lawler town. Now, Fastlane holds major importance and set the stage for the show of shows, WrestleMania 31, which takes place on March the 29th, 2015. Seven matches were advertised for the show, and each looked like it was going to be pretty enjoyable. As I said, my name is Diamond K, and I am here, RadioOnFire.com, reviewing this event. Now, here's the thing. With WWE having the monopoly, over pro wrestling, sometimes they slack up. And I think that WrestleMania is gearing up to be one of those big events. This one, Fastlane, thumbs up or thumbs down? I'm going to go right off the top and I'm going to say thumbs up. Paul Heyman started out Miz TV, more of the same. I'm very excited about the surprise of where Paul Heyman's allegiances go. He's saying that whoever wins the number one contender match, Brock Lesnar is going to beat them. Now, a lot of people who are paying attention to wrestling understand that Roman Reigns is the chosen one, and he's on his way to WrestleMania to face Brock Lesnar. Now, of course, a lot of things hang in the balance. Is Brock Lesnar going to stay in WWE? Is he going to leave? A lot of that depends on how this match goes. We don't know the answers to that yet. But Paul Heyman's appearance on Miz TV only further intensified this road, pardon the pun, but this road to WrestleMania for the number one contender, who we now know is Roman Reigns. Now, Seth Rollins, Big Show, and Kane defeated Dolph Ziggler, Ryback, and Eric Rowan in a six-man tag team match where we saw the return of the Viper, Randy Orton, who has been out, and it appears he's going to be gunning for Mr. Money in the Bank, Seth Rollins. Also on the card, Goldust defeated Stardust, Cody Rhodes, Dustin Rhodes. Very interesting. When Goldust initially came back, when he came back to the WWE a few years ago, I really was hoping for a match between the two guys at WrestleMania. I know that he was pulling for it as well. And here we are, 5 weeks out from WrestleMania 31, and there's a possibility that we get some type of Dusty Rhodes, Dustin Rhodes, and Cody Rhodes interaction at WrestleMania, and I know that that's got to be something that the three guys are looking forward to, no matter what type of family dynamic there is. Cesaro and Tyson Kidd, surprise here, defeat the Usos to capture the WWE Tag Team Championship. Cesaro and Tyson Kidd. Now, this is an unlikely duo, but they've been getting some promotion, some play, and it's very interesting here. I'm not sure where this is going to go, but I think that a rematch is going to be in order somewhere soon, possibly at WrestleMania, maybe some type of tag team turmoil match. That's definitely possible. Another exciting thing, something surprising, Sting challenging Triple H to a match at WrestleMania, which he has accepted. There have been a lot of things in the making. This match for Sting has been a long time coming. This will be his first official match in the WWE. And I have long said that I wanted to see Sting a part of the WWE. And I know that Vince McMahon wanted to get his hands on Sting. And if he could have gotten his hands on Sting in his prime, that would have been a money-making thing. Sting right now selling a lot of T-shirts. I picked up a few T-shirts myself from WWE Sting. It's an amazing thing. The advanced age of Sting, definitely a problem for some people, depending on how you look at it. Now, Sting can wear the T-shirt. He can put on the trench coat. He can have the bat and be a shell of his former self. But you have a lot of people, the youngsters, this generation, that have not seen Sting in his prime, and he just looks like a cool guy with some makeup on. And that's all that you need. Triple H is a ring general and can definitely put forth the type of movement that's needed, bounce around for Sting, and can have a really good match as best as you can with a 50-something and a 40-something-year-old. Now, as we continue up the card, Nikki Bella, the champion, defeated Paige to retain the Divas Championship. I liked how the King talked about the fact that Nikki and Brie did not always see eye to eye and hadn't seen eye to eye in the past. Because sometimes when you think about it, the long feud that the sisters had, the fact that they're now on the same page kind of gets distracting sometimes. Nikki Bella defeating Paige for this match. Are we going to see a rematch at WrestleMania? I hope that we're not seeing a bunch of rematches, but it's definitely possible. I don't see another diva that's been built up enough to really be in that title picture, but 5 weeks is a long time, so you never know. Bad News Barrett defeated Dean Ambrose by disqualification in an IC title match. They made a lot of the signing of the contract, and when it all comes down to it, Dean Ambrose loses his cool and gets disqualified. I'm predicting some type of no disqualification match, you know, for Dean Ambrose at WrestleMania against Bad News Barrett. How do you get to that? I don't know, but 5 weeks, as I said, is a long time to put this together. Now, Bray Wyatt says that he will claim the Undertaker's soul at WrestleMania. Lights were dim. You think that the Undertaker's coming out, but Bray Wyatt was in the coffin. And his promos are amazing. He is a very talented person in the promo department. He's only can get better. Called out the Undertaker. I believe him. I think that he is the future. He said that he is the new face of fear. And in order for him to truly claim that spot, he has to defeat the Undertaker, the Phenom. And he's calling him out at WrestleMania. And I think that he will accept the challenge. When that happens, that is going to be a blow-the-roof-off moment, whatever town that they're in the next 5 weeks, if the Undertaker accepts his challenge, which I feel that he will. Is Bray Wyatt ready for the Undertaker? Is he a big enough star to face the Undertaker? Until tonight, I would have said no. But in a big game atmosphere, Bray Wyatt stepped up his promo much better than the guy that's going to be in the main event, Roman Reigns, can do. Bray Wyatt's promo very good. Now, at times, it does seem odd that he's saying, "I'm the new face of fear," and you know, the Undertaker's like, you know, somewhere in between your world and this world. And some people are cheering for him. That is a bit distracting. However, people, you know, cheer for heels all the time. Bray Wyatt against The Undertaker, he is clearly going to be a heel. If it happens, I would definitely enjoy it. Rusev defeating John Cena in a U.S. title match. Very surprised there. I thought that Cena was going to run through Rusev like a hot knife through butter. That did not happen. What happened is a very tainted victory, a distraction, and it will go down as a tap-out victory. Cena passed out, Rusev victorious. They really played this one up. I am sure that we're going to see a rematch. Rusev still undefeated in single competition. John Cena selling. And tomorrow, if he's still selling, I'll be surprised. But once the match was over, he did not want help. He refused help and walked up the ramp. He looked dazed and confused. And I'm sure that the promo that we're going to get tomorrow, he's going to be just fine. And Rusev definitely has something to brag about. I can't think of anybody else with a submission victory over John Cena. If anyone, you know, knows of any, let me know at the Diamond K Show on Instagram and Twitter. Now, in the main event, let me say this. Rusev-John Cena was a good match. Very physical match, but a very good match. Now, in our main event, how ironic is it? The main event was not for a title, but for the number one contendership of the WWE World Heavyweight Championship, which is held by Brock Lesnar. Now, Roman Reigns defeated Daniel Bryan to become the number one contender. Now, I think that Roman Reigns needs a ring general to lead him to a good match. Daniel Bryan did that. This was a very physical match that saw the two have a near count out, a near double count out. Midway through the match, they took a lot of chances. There was one spot that a monkey flip off of the top rope was, you know, blocked by Roman Reigns and resulted in a power bomb. There was a very key knee that happened towards the end of the match from Daniel Bryan. The crowd clearly behind Daniel Bryan. And just as happened last week on Raw, after the match concluded, Roman Reigns versus Daniel Bryan, which Roman Reigns got the pin after the spear, we saw a handshake and a show of sportsmanship, good sportsmanship, at the end of the match in a way to try and get the people on board with Roman Reigns. The thing about it is that the people like Daniel Bryan, I thought that we were going to get a three-way match in WrestleMania, Roman Reigns, Daniel Bryan, Brock Lesnar. That does not seem like that's going to happen. It seems like they're going firmly with the one-on-one match, Brock Lesnar versus Roman Reigns in the main event of WrestleMania. Where does this leave Daniel Bryan? I'm not sure. Who do we have for Daniel Bryan? Is that a match with Sheamus? I don't know. I don't know, but it seems like anything less than the WWE World Heavyweight Championship match is a step down. Now, let's say that whoever wins gives Daniel Bryan a match in the Fallout event, whatever comes after the WrestleMania. Is that a step down? I mean, maybe not. You have a title match in a major event. It's not the WrestleMania, but it's close. So I don't know, but I really feel that Daniel Bryan is ready. He's primed. The people love him. Why does it have to be Roman Reigns right now? But I'm not running WWE. Vince McMahon is running WWE, and Vince McMahon wants Roman Reigns. Let me know your thoughts. What do you think? Did you like WWE Fastlane? Were you feeling it? Are you going to continue with the WWE Network to see WrestleMania? I'm pretty sure that you are. If you're listening to this, you are a fan of pro wrestling, and you know, the WWE Network is amazing. There's so much entertainment to go through, so many matches, reliving things, stuff that you missed, NXT, SmackDown, WCW highlights, world-class wrestling highlights, so many different things. And as we said, WrestleMania coming up. I'm excited about it. 5 weeks away, March the 29th. We will be back here March the 29th, 11 p.m. to talk WrestleMania. I'm excited. I hope you are too. Let me know your thoughts as always. Instagram and Twitter at The Diamond K Show. And on Instagram, we have a brand new page for Radio on Fire. So take a moment to follow us on Facebook also. Radio on Fire, and on Twitter, The Radio on Fire. I will see you guys next time.
Welcome to RadioOnFire.com, home of the Diamond K Show. And now for your urban news and entertainment report. Here's your host, Diamond K. Do you have a business, product, or event that you need to promote to men and women ages 23 to 44? If so, Radio on Fire can help you do it with one of our promo packages. Our broadcasts reach over 150,000 people per month. Sponsorship for one or all of our radio programs can include live mentions, social media posting, commercials, and more. Visit RadioOnFire.com/advertise to find out more about a promo package that fits your needs. Rates start as low as $50. If you want to reach men and women ages 23 to 44, log on now, RadioOnFire.com. Radio on Fire is a digital network covering breaking news, sports, and entertainment. Check out our daily programs, articles, and all types of exclusive urban content right now at RadioOnFire.com.